Good day and welcome to Natural Health Dialogue with naturopathic Dr. Randy Lee. And this month we've been going over the heart, all the aspects of the heart as it relates to your health and how to have a good heart. And, you know, it's one of the benefits of listening to this program is that you can get it all in a concise chunk in just 10 minutes. And also, it gives you a kind of a review, brings something up to the forefront of your mind so you can maybe do something about it, something that might have been on the back burner before. So today, the topic is going to be blood pressure. And believe it or not, it's going to be quite interesting because I guarantee you there's probably some things you don't know about maybe the history of blood pressure, how it was measured, what it means, all of that. Naturopathic Dr. Randy Lee, would you enlighten us, please?
You bet. You know, since heart disease still reigns as the number one killer of Americans, both men and women, and because hypertension and blood pressure is a major component of the cardiovascular system, then I thought we would spend a few minutes just talking about blood pressure, that one specific thing. Now, there are other things that people can die from cardiovascular disease, but by far the number one component is the blood pressure.
And there's a lot of medication dispensed for blood pressure.
For blood pressure. There are hundreds of blood pressure medications, and a very large number of percentage of Americans are on some kind of a blood pressure medication. And they're coming out with new ones all the time as they research them and study them more. I kind of call this one blood pressure 101. That's when you start a college course, and the 101 is the introductory course.
The foundation.
I just want to talk about blood pressure in general. What does it mean, and what do we do with it? Most anybody, even that's had a high school biology course, if you were to ask them what normal blood pressure is.
120 over 80.
You got it. 120 over 80. I've even got a product at the store that one company calls 120 over 80. That's the name of the product. It's the one that they put out for helping with blood pressure. But if you tell somebody 120 over 80, do you have any idea what those numbers mean?
No.
Most people don't. And I've even asked people, I say, what's your blood pressure? And they'll give me numbers. And I say, what does that mean? Well, the two numbers are actually called diastolic and systolic. The systolic is the top number. That's the one, if you had normal blood pressure of 120 over 80, the systolic number would be 120. What does that mean? Well, they're actually talking about the amount of pressure that it would take to take a tube that's got mercury in it that looks a whole lot like a thermometer, and you put pressure on it, and you see how high you can get that mercury to rise up in the tube. 120 milligrams of pressure per square inch will drive the mercury up to a certain level, and it, and that's what we're calling normal. When your heart pumps, it wants to get put a pressure out that's at 120 milligrams of mercury in terms of pressure. The diastolic is the number that's the lower number, and that one is going to be 80 milligrams of mercury per square inch. So what we're talking about is an amount of pressure that it takes to move mercury through a tube. We're going to look at those numbers as being the amount of pressure it takes to move blood through your blood system. And for a good normal operating blood system, that turns out to be 120 over 80. Now, for most of my adult life, I could say all of my adult life, up until about a year ago, we considered high blood pressure to be anything at 140 over 90 or higher. Whether either one of those numbers was too high, if the systolic was over 140 or the diastolic was over 90, then we called it high blood pressure. And for back during Vietnam, I flew airplanes in the Air Force, and I had, like I told you, I had blood pressure problems started at 26. That's when my blood pressure topped 140 over 90. And so I had to be on medication in order to fly an airplane because you could not fly a plane with a blood pressure of anything higher than 138 over 88 was the top, just short of that 140 over 90, because 140 over 90 was high blood pressure. Well, here within the last year, the FDA has given us some new guidelines, and they still say that 120 over 80 is normal, but they've now got categories in there that say that if it goes up to 129 over 80, the 80 can stay the same, but if the top number is up to 129, then they call it elevated blood pressure.
That's me. They call me mildly elevated.
Mildly elevated, and you can live with that, but it tells you that your heart is not functioning normally, or your cardiovascular system is not functioning normally. And then they've got level 1 hypertension, where it can go up to 139 over 89. Well, you know what? That's where we were able to fly. Mm-hmm. So at the time that they were allowing us to fly with something less than 140 over over 90, the 139 over over 89 was level 1 hypertension. Hmm. And then stage 2 is at 140 over 90, and then they've added another category that says that you can live, and I'm putting that with a caveat there, you can live with what they've elevated up to 180 over 120. But they say that is hypertension crisis within your blood pressure.
Okay.
So you're in crisis mode when it gets that high. And I have lots and lots of people that come into the shop whose blood pressures run between that 140 and 180, and the diastolic number runs between that 80 and that 90 and 120. Mm. So it's very, very common, but there are things that we need to do to take care of that. We've talked about some of the supplements last week. We're going to do some more on that next week as well. But we also wanted to talk about literally, what does it mean? What's your heart doing where you get these numbers? Well, you know that the heart pumps, and it pumps blood. When it does the outward stroke of the pump, ka-thump out, then we want the blood pressure to be at about 120.
Mm-hmm.
And then when it comes back to that 80, that's the resting state.
Mm-hmm.
If your resting state never gets below 90 or never gets below 100, your heart is under pressure all the time. It's not ever resting. And so that's the reason that blood pressure can be a major problem. And when you have clots in your arteries, or you have hardening of the arteries, or you have situations where the heart has to work even harder to get that blood through the system, then you get numbers that are above that 140, 150, 160. The heart is working too hard. So we can see how anything above the 120 over 80 is causing extra work on your heart.
Mm-hmm.
And literally, the heart just gets worn out.
Mm.
It has to work too hard. So,
we don't want to wear our heart out.
We don't want to wear it out. We want to make sure that our blood pressure is down in a normal range so that we can make sure that the heart lasts for a good long time. And that's the real importance of knowing your blood pressure numbers and then trying to work with your naturopathic doctor, your medical doctors, prescriptions, herbs, whatever you need to do to get those numbers back down into the normal range. I've got one other category here that I want to talk about that's directly related to blood pressure that we often miss,
mm-hmm.
and that's weight.
Mm.
How many extra pounds are you carrying? And I'm carrying a few extra pounds, and I'm working on trying to get rid of those right now.
I'm not, but I should.
We have an ideal weight. I work on it every January, you know, resolutions and that kind of stuff. and I make some progress, and then toward the end of the year, I lapse, and I get back into an upward mode again. But the weight is important, and the vast majority of Americans today are overweight. And one of the primary reasons that that's a problem, besides what it does to your structural system and carrying around that extra weight on your joints and knees and bones, most people don't recognize that every time you add a pound of weight, you add hundreds of thousands of cells to your body.
Mm-hmm.
They have to get fed. Well, yeah, but cells are tiny. You know, what difference does that make?
Mm.
Well, remember, every cell in your body has a mitochondria that's trying to build energy, and it has a storage mechanism in it. And so it has to have, it's a living organism in and of itself. So it has to have nutrients. It has to have water. It has to have oxygen. It has to have things that help it grow and perform its function. And so every time you put a pound on, the body has to build more capillaries
mm-hmm.
to be able to get the nutrients to those cells, and then to take the waste byproducts of those cells and get them back out of the body again. It's not just a matter of you're carrying around a pound of weight. You're also building up body systems that have to feed those cells and take the waste products from those cells. Most people would never guess, but I told you in a previous blog that the body, the cardiovascular system normally has around 60,000 miles of blood systems, of cardiovascular system. every pound of body weight that you add, the body has to build 5 miles of cardiovascular system to support that.
That's an alarming more capillaries. Way to think of it.
So if you're carrying an extra 5 pounds, you're carrying an extra 25 miles of cardiovascular system. Mm. Now, that in and of itself doesn't sound so much, but think about it. The heart then has to pump that 120 pounds of pressure through an extra 5 miles. It's sort of like you're running a marathon and you're getting at about the halfway point and your body starts getting tired, and then you realize you've still got another 13 miles to go that you've got to push and you've got to push and you've got to push, and it's straining on your whole body. Few people are laughing and enjoying themselves as they cross the end of a marathon.
Right.
They're totally wiped out. Well, that's what happens to your body. I know people who are carrying an extra 100 pounds of body weight. Mm. That's 5,000 miles of extra body things. So weight becomes tremendously important. We need to exercise to keep those things going.
Right.
We need to be careful of our weight, and we need to make sure that our cardiovascular system and the blood pressure remains within a normal weight, normal range.
Thank you, Randy, for that. And we'll see you next week for episode 4 in the health series on protecting your heart. Thank you for joining us.
You bet.